Hey, did you know that Plumbing the Death Star is touring the UK this September, as in next month?
That's right. Starting September 2nd and finishing September 11th, never forget, Plumbing the Death Star is going to be performing live.
It has been 7 years since the three of us have set foot on your godforsaken country, so come see our godforsaken shows.
Go to sanspantsradio.com/events. Plumbing the Death Star cannot buy a tour. Go grab a ticket and get some frickin'...
That's right. That's right. Cannot buy a tour. Please. Come join us when we make fun of our good friend for his slightest mistakes.
It's 8 p.m.
And we call him the biggest fuckwit alive. Yeah. What a dickhead. Zanspunt Radio. / and then a / why not? Event.
God
damn. Our friend's an idiot.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. Sorry, let's try that again while I'm not moving in the chair as I introduce it.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. That's a good way to start the show from now on.
Do it.
Okay. Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
Plumbing the Death Star is a comedy pop culture podcast that asks the important questions like, how would you use the stolen Jurassic Park technology for your own personal gain or profit?
I meet the dinosaurs.
You're eating the dinosaurs?
I meet the dinosaurs. I want to get there quick. There could be a chance you could have had this
one.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Mine is a little different.
Okay.
But maybe similar.
Okay, but before we get to eating dinosaurs, you've got it in first. Well done, Zama, so you can talk about it first. But we need to...
Is yours eating dinosaurs?
No. Mine involves the resurrection of historical figures.
Historical fish.
No, you gotta stick to eating dinosaurs.
You're eating dinosaurs.
And mine is simply hunting them for sport because cloning is ethical hunting.
Oh, exactly. True. Okay, but before we get to our answers, so
you combine them anyway, yes.
In Jurassic Park, there's the scene where Dennis Nedry's talking to that other guy in Costa Rica, and the other guy says, you're gonna get the Jurassic Park technology for me. And he gives him the little shaving cream, can, and he says, put the genomes in there and we'll take them. And Dennis Nedry says, you're gonna get 20 years of scientific research in one go. Mm-hmm. And I watched Jurassic Park recently and I was like, what were they planning?
20 years is really not that much.
No, it isn't. But like,
and also it's 20 years has resulted in them having full-on dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We don't, so it's like...
That's true. So all right, play on 20 years of research.
I would say the technology that they're getting, that we are then getting, is like cloning technology, because that's and genome technology, reconstructing the genome technology, sort of just genetic engineering in general, because they combine frog and dinosaur DNA, which is just like, that's a great way to make monsters. And then obviously I would assume as part of that is like the dinosaur genome, so some ability to create dinosaurs as well. So that's the technology. But in this scenario, we are with Dennis Nedry jostling for one chair like the Three Stooges.
Okay.
And then when it comes to us, we can do whatever we like with
Fantastic.
It. And I don't think we necessarily need to compete with John Hammond's Jurassic Park.
No, I mean,
we can.
The park to me is anything that's going to drum up business for my business.
Yes, exactly. So your business eating dinosaurs.
Yeah,
I like that getting drummed up in Jurassic Park. Because it's like I'm imagining looking at a brontosaurus, being like, "Wow!" And guy sidles up to me and he goes, "You want to eat this?"
Hey, Jack. When was the last time you went to the aquarium?
I went to the aquarium with JD and Zoe like last year, I believe.
Now, when you go to the aquarium, maybe you'd be hungry. Mm-hmm. What do they have?
They do have fish. They do have fish.
They have a fish and chip shop.
But you can't eat, I will say,
and
this is to your benefit because I wish I could.
Yeah.
You can't eat the fish they have on display.
Well, exactly. Partly because...
An aquarium that worked like one of those Chinese restaurants where you get to pick the food would be awesome.
And partly because, those fish, say, that you're in the aquarium, they're endangered.
Yes,
They're very costly. Mm. And, so are the, cloning a dinosaur isn't going to be cheap.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, people are paying quite a pretty penny for a ribeye.
It's so fun. I just can't stop imagining being at the aquarium and, like, watching a shark in that big, like, open area. And then somebody's there, you just point to it. And then a scuba diver comes out with a harpoon. The family's near, you start crying, you're licking your lips and rubbing your belly.
Whatever price this cost me was simply worth it.
There's no price too steep. Not only do I get to eat this shark, I've traumatized the family.
The worst part is priceless. Like getting towards the end of the, like, walking through the aquarium, getting towards the end, being like, damn, I haven't picked out lunch yet. Yeah. The last enclosure, penguins. And you go, big chicken.
Big wet chicken. I want that one.
Funny if it works.
Scuba diver guy walks into the handgun.
His pixels over there. Just breaks his neck.
Okay, yum, yum.
Oh!
And then I imagine
the small family there with the small children.
Same family.
Start crying.
Oh, yeah.
Yum, yum. And then I like to imagine wherever you are.
That's what chicken nuggets are made of, little family.
Yeah. Wherever you are, a waiter comes out with a table, puts a tablecloth on in your chair.
They just start roasting it on like an open spit.
That's the secret menu of the aquarium.
Yeah.
You know that. The aquarium's got a secret menu.
Penguin roasting on an open fire.
Yum, yum.
Because, yeah, I think because the price point's going to be high. And like you see this in like, you know, the beef industry where it's like, oh, this very rare beef, it's very expensive, blah, 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 blah.
Rare beef.
Like, yeah, yeah, that was not, I didn't mean it that way. I did, fuck. I gotta go.
Yeah, you fucked
taking
up,
taking the
dude.
Wind out of my sail.
You fucked up.
Some exotic.
Yeah, it's too late.
Too late.
But yeah, how much would you charge for, say, a T-Rex
I need to know the cost of the cloning because that's really going to impact.
I think it's prohibitively expensive. Yeah, I think it's like, it's quite intense.
Basically, what? I just need to know, am I opening up like on Main Street of like, you know,
I don't know if that would be legal.
Dino Grillin.
Yeah.
Open on Hollywood Boulevard, Erica.
Yeah.
Chinese theater.
Am I not
watching us or eat the dinosaur?
Whoa, dude.
And they go, watch it. Only when Jurassic Park's out, I go, yeah.
Yeah.
Like once every 2 years, that's heaps.
Yeah, yeah, so you may as well watch the movie, eat the dino. Mm. Or is it more of a hush-hush things?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to, like, you know, so sell it to billionaires.
Yeah, okay, secret menu.
Secret menu again. Well,
you're going to islands that you don't want to be on in that situation.
No.
You go, I've sold.
But I was only ever in the kitchen.
I didn't see anything.
I don't think many people have gotten away with that defense. Yeah, I mean, legally
actually,
they have.
Actually, I think they have.
Not a single person got arrested.
That is true.
Yeah, one person got arrested.
Yeah.
Prince Andrew?
No. The guy who definitely killed himself.
Yeah, one
guy. The owner of the island.
He got arrested.
I forgot that we probably weren't saying his name, but yeah, Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeff, old mate Jeff. Yeah. And Ghislaine. Well, she's in prison.
Ghislaine Maxwell,
true. Yeah.
She's too beautiful for prison.
Thank you.
Jackson's always saying that.
I think the only person we have on record.
No, she's a monster, and I'm glad she's in prison.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, she's in minimum security prison. She'll be fine. What's that about? Why? Why did that happen?
Yeah, exactly. Of course. So John Hammond, he says, we spare no expense.
Yeah.
But you can spare expenses. Mm-hmm. So cloning a whole dinosaur, expensive, costly. Yeah. Yeah. Cloning just the meat?
Well, yeah.
It might actually be easy to clone just like a
just
fillet.
A slab.
Yeah.
And to be honest.
Oh, just a big boneless slab of dinosaur meat.
Fuck,
also,
dude.
If I get that technology, I get all those research, I could just be doing this to chicken.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the whole lab grown beef and meat, whatever that we have now currently, that's like, it's pretty expensive or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm 20 years ahead. I could be making, I could be manufacturing.
I like
that
you're using this Jurassic Park technology to clone chickens.
Well, not just clone chickens, making a chicken lump.
Oh, are you still making, are you still selling the fantasy that I'm eating dinosaur?
Look, it's a multi faceted business model here.
Multiple menus.
Yeah, multiple menus.
So you go,
this is a brilliant idea.
Are you
like so I know I think that was ages back. I was listening to a thing. I think it was like a Radiolab, whatever, where it was like chicken feet.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, delicacy in China, and it's like if you could breed chickens with like basically 3 feet or 4, you basically be selling out. Like it's crazy. Yeah. Like they need more. So what I mean, you do is with all this technology, I just get like a lump of chicken meat.
Pump me the Death Star, just, once again, making mad science foods.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, just slab of chicken meat. We can make it either... I guess you'd want to, you'd kind of want, what will people want? Do they want a slab of chicken meat or do they want the breast? So like just a heap of chicken breast with just like legs coming in, like coming out galore. Well, and we just then wholesale just moita.
Is it alive?
Who's asking?
Because I believe when they make the artificial meat, it's not alive.
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe.
Who's asking?
Goddamn, the sound of that farm. You could also just use the Jurassic Park technology. You go, we've got the T-Rex genome.
Yeah.
You go, the chicken is in many, in some ways, could be argued, kind of like a quiet down the line descendant of the
T-Rex. So we could just breed the chicken.
Really like, big chickens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really big chicken breast.
Like tiny, like your tiny dinosaur meat.
That's good.
Well, hey, we've got both.
You
want to eat T-Rex or you want to eat big chicken?
Yeah.
We got you covered.
I would love to eat big chicken.
Well, we have you
covered. Do you think that eating meat from the Triassic period, like, would it be bad for you? Like, I genuinely don't, I can't. Like,
I don't think it'd be bad for us. It's still, you know, it's still protein.
It's probably worse to eat food from the future.
No.
Show your work.
Well, the beauty of eating a T-Rex is that a T-Rex has existed. No. I was going to say that a T-Rex has existed in a time where there's, like, no pollution. But actually, in the Jurassic, Triassic period, Jurassic period, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was full of toxins.
Yeah, it was very different. Like, but also, like, the meat I'm eating isn't that dinosaur. It's the dinosaur that's now.
I guess.
So it's...
So, no, not your guess. That is true.
It's not a dinosaur from the past.
But
it's a dinosaur from the now.
Has evolved to eat now food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And a dinosaur.
But I've been watching some very influential Instagram and TikTok and blog creators who are telling me that I should be eating more liver or like a caveman.
They say you should be eating raw meat and
or have like tens of thousands of steroids a month. They don't say that bit, but it is there.
It's really funny that butter is included in that. I think it's the caveman carnivore diet, meat and butter, as though butter is not like an extremely cultivated food.
No, from caveman like, there was like, they were hunting mammoth.
Yeah.
They'd slice open the mammoth titty, they'd get the milk, and then they would
They would add culture to the milk and squeeze it, separate the fats from the liquid from the solids.
And that's how they got butter.
Yeah, that's true. That is a classic caveman move.
How is Liver King going?
Very well, dude. I'm worried about him.
Liver King.
Yeah, make sure he's okay for us.
Yeah.
How much? Well, it's prohibitively expensive to make it. Yeah. Just genetic engineering in general has got to be expensive.
It has to be. But you do see at some point they are just hatching like dino eggs left, right,
and
center.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And like they seem to be caring heaps about maybe, at least at one point, they were caring heaps about the integrity of like, you know, the dinosaurs. But if we're just kind of, you know, engineering them for slaughter.
And also, like, you know, because they say the dinosaur genome.
And
going,
fashion, I've decided. Because you want a dinosaur, like leather coat?
Like Cruella de Vil, but for raptors. That's awesome. Dino leather.
Yeah.
Well, like,
because I feel like we could really, like with any kind of fad, you know, that starts like, you know, like the boo-boo stuff, where it was like extremely high end for no discernible reason.
Yeah.
But the same kind of thing. You really start, you really want to go
Plus
for that.
Plus, you could say, you could be like, it's, you know, no real animal was harmed in the creation of this leather jacket.
Yeah, they were never alive.
Yeah.
I either tell the truth or lie.
depending on what's going on behind the scenes.
Exactly, depending what your definition of alive is.
Well, I'm also thinking, like, in Jurassic Park, they go, the dinosaur genome had holes in it.
Yeah.
So we filled that with frogs.
Yeah.
But you could be like, the dinosaur genome has holes in it.
We filled that with chickens.
With chicken or beef. Mm. You know what I mean? And then you're getting
Do
like...
Do you ever... Like, look, okay, I understand. And plus, you'd be like, we put it to the market. Yeah. Here's like, you know, dinosaur steak, like one, right?
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, it's fine. You know,
it's
a bit chickeny, I don't know. And then we go, hey, it's a new and improved recipe.
Mm.
It's now got that bit of beef injection.
Yeah, exactly.
People are like, oh, this is
hot
all right.
beef they, injection.
Exactly. Way! Hot beef injection to my dino steak. They start trying that. And they're like, you know what I miss? Missed the first one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Smart,
and then I re-release as a dino meat classic.
Yes, dude. I really like... So you said at the top, you were like, well, you go to Jurassic Park, and then that kind of gets you excited at the end of eating dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I like that as a marketing campaign.
Yeah.
I like the idea of looking at a dinosaur and a shady guy coming up to me, handing me a menu, winking at me and leaving. And I think, does this man want an anonymous sexual encounter?
And then you follow him back to the kitchen. He says, what the fuck are you doing in here?
And I go, put
your dick away.
I'm sorry. I misread.
Yeah.
I'd heard that Jurassic Park was great for cruising. I mean, must have been misinformed.
No. You are right. It is.
Just not in the kitchen.
Sorry. I was trying to say I can make you a Stegosaurus sandwich.
And that's not a euphemism?
No.
Okay, my bad. And then that's the scene in Jurassic Park 1 where the velociraptors come into the kitchen. Take the kids. We were just having a conversation, kids.
I like to really, like, get even more confused walking to the kitchen than penis in hand. And they go, what the fuck, sir? This is... You're like, no. I understand. I'm here to fuck the dinosaurs.
Is that my lie to get out of it? No. I'm just here to have sex with the dinosaurs.
Oh, you're one of those.
I'm the
dino fucker.
I'm the guy they hired.
You're the dino fucker. Well, now, like, you're talking about, like, you know, oh, the genomes and, like, hey, the secret name, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, I was thinking, like, you know, hey, you ever go to a zoo and want to eat elephant? But we could do that.
Yes, absolutely.
If I get a bit of genome of an elephant, we can make some elephant steak.
Yeah.
Hey, and this is for, like, you know, for the wealthy.
Yeah.
You want to eat man?
Oh, true. It was only a moment, you know.
Another classic plumbing that
we were going to get here. Yeah. We were going to get
why
here.
Why have I become you?
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
This episode.
Jackson yearns to eat man so bad.
I just think it tastes nice.
I don't
think it tastes nice. I just think I could body the psychological trauma better than my peers. And I think that would give me a sick sense of satisfaction. That's all.
I think...
Well, everyone else is crying on the beach, and I'm sucking down a leg. And I guess not even that bad.
Well, no, I kind of get that, because I reckon if, like, me and you were out hiking and 127 hours happened to us, I would happily cut off your leg.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Big smile on my face. I don't even feel bad about this.
His leg wasn't even stuck.
Sorry, wrong leg.
You go back to sleep. You're trapped under a rock.
Oh, okay. Thanks, friend.
Why does my leg hurt and now feel gone?
Why does my leg feel so gone? Don't worry about it. Go back to sleep.
You've got reverse phantom leg.
Yeah.
You keep thinking your leg's gone, but it's definitely still there.
Really there.
I get up in the morning and just trip over. I go, wow, it's really strong.
Yeah. Sleeping bag's so wet.
Hey, did it rain last night inside my tent?
Yeah, it rained red.
Yeah. A lot of that, like, red dust clay or whatever.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, man.
I don't see a doctor.
I'm not gonna.
I wasn't going to anyway.
Yeah, for what?
You wanted to bring it up.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Speaking of accidentally becoming Jacks in this episode, I mean, I said it before, but the place my brain went when it came to, I guess, using the stolen technology from Jurassic Park is I was like, look, obviously hunting, not ethical.
Yeah. Shouldn't do it.
Hunting for sport, especially. Mm-hmm. Dinosaurs, no one's ever hunted those before.
Yeah.
What if I put together a scheme where you come hunt a T-Rex?
Okay.
And it's a cloned T-Rex, so it's not, in my brain, I'm like, not a real animal.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was going to say.
Not really alive.
But yeah, like, I think the argument against hunting is not that, like, it is a living, like, how, if I, okay, say I come to you and I go.
Now you're like, you can see why a clone.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
you know, if I was in your shoes, I'd be defending this to the bitter end. But I'm on the other side of the fence. I come to you and I say, hey, well, I disagree with hunting because I don't think we should kill a living animal.
Yeah, and I go, yeah.
And to me, when I see that T-Rex wandering around, it seems like it's alive.
Yeah, and I go, that's crazy. Are you rich enough to hunt this T-Rex?
No, I'm protesting you.
Oh,
well,
we don't,
then I'm just, why am I listening to the poor?
He has a very good point.
You gotta remember, there's no such thing as, there's no ethical hunting when you're a billionaire.
Yeah,
which
I think you don't
am.
Even need to worry about the ethical aspect of it. I think that's not even.
Like, could you, if you wanted to.
Just to make me go to sleep at night.
Okay. Help you sleep at night?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Maybe what you could do, because again, you're in control here.
And
I have
a step two to my plan.
Okay.
So maybe I get a team of five or six rich men.
Okay. Yes.
They have to sign a waiver that they're going to be hunting dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And then I fucking juice the shit out of that dinosaur. And the waiver means if they die,
I inherit their shit.
Okay. So, okay.
So they come to T-Rex Island or whatever.
Yeah.
Joel Dusha presents T-Rex Island.
Yeah.
I put my full
little
name
Saint
to it.
Rex. Yeah.
Big T James.
Yeah.
You invite the millionaires there. You say,
hey, have at it, fellas. But just remember, you got to sign this waiver.
Yeah. It is the most dangerous game for them because failure. Well, in a way, I guess failure doesn't matter because, well, it does matter, but it's like the fact that their fortune goes to you is of no concern to them. Yeah. They're getting digested in a stegosaurus's stomach or
is
whatever.
Is the waiver one of those things where it's like, it's a bit sneaky, they don't really read it and they're signing away, or they know?
Well, it's both.
Okay.
I mean, it's really one or the other, but sure.
No, it's both.
Okay. Hey! Do you know how? Well, I tried to jump into a scenario where that could be true and I couldn't do it.
I guess what I mean is, like, they can read it if they want. I don't keep it a secret, but I don't tell them.
Yeah, okay. You're not hiding it, but you're not like.
And I guess if somebody goes to you, they go, well, I'm not signing this. You go, well, you're not hiding it.
Okay,
that,
yeah, so. Fair enough. Yeah. See ya.
It's the
poor man.
Mm. And then I get.
Oh, too poor. Too poor.
Too poor, boohoo. And too bad at Hunter thinking you're going to lose.
It's like, not about that. It's like, oh, yeah, well, that's only if you don't. Like, if you miss.
Oh, bad hunting, so, like, poor?
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were a coward.
Yeah,
like, well, I didn't realize you were a bad shot.
Yeah. And then, because, like, what you got to hope on, you got to bank on, the first millionaires you let through, you got to not juice your T-Rex.
No.
Because they need to win a couple times, and then
they're
going to
take, the T-Rex
also,
head home.
Exactly.
I'm making them pay a lot of money anyway. Yeah. I'm not coming out last.
But you need to be a millionaire visiting, Lord Featherton's manor, and you go, damn, is that a full-on fucking T-Rex mounted on the wall?
It was actually easy for me to kill.
And you go, fuck, I look like a loser cuck because I don't have a T-Rex on my wall. And then, where'd you do it? Joel Dush's Little St. James or whatever.
Little St. Rex, Big T. James.
Yeah, then you go, okay, I'm going to go down to that island.
And then we go hunting for fossils or whatever.
Yeah, make our own for these rexes.
And then I go, okay, how about it? And then there's two methods I can do. You using the genomes make a T-Rex where boards just don't pierce its skin.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Or just a second T-Rex just behind the guys.
Okay.
So I was thinking, like, in terms of the ethical issue before, which I know apparently is an issue.
It's funny because, like, my ethical issue is like, oh, people would hate to hunt a living thing. Yeah. Also, I hope these men get killed.
Yeah, and also, I don't think people, if you're there to hunt, you're there to hunt.
Yeah.
People hunt in the real world.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Well, I was thinking, like, maybe the first iterations maybe help the first hunters hunt them.
Yeah.
Because could you splice, like, what's like a dumb animal?
Yeah, what's cow. The, like, what's like the a, least yeah,
cow,
alive animal?
Cat.
Jackson.
Ant? What, an ant?
Yeah, you take some of my genes.
Yeah.
You go, Jackson, can I have some blood? And they go, whatever. Shut up.
And then I've got a T-Rex that's just like,
Ready to
hunt Jackson T-Rex?
This T-Rex really wants to eat other T-Rex.
I just think I could body it.
Oh, fuck, I'm being shot.
I just hear, ah!
Oh, my belly.
Stop me, little man. I'm eating my friend here, okay? God damn it. They go, hey, I had a great day hunting. You know the T-Rex can talk? Huh?
What? You killed the only ever talking T-Rex. They're smarter than normal, which makes you the best hunter in the world. Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. Don't tell anyone.
You want to tell anybody about this.
Yeah. And then there's like a knock on your front door and it's one of the other Jackson T-Rexes. I'm like, can I come in, dude?
No,
it's a
dude.
Really cold night. I'm freezing.
You're a T-Rex.
Uh-huh.
This is a house for humans.
Yeah. So can I come in?
There's room in the grand hall in the entrance.
There's really not.
Like half in. Just in.
I'll take up like no space.
You wouldn't even know I'm here.
Dude, you can't even get in the door.
Yeah, because like, I'll go in the back door. Is there a back door?
The back door's the same size as the door you can't get in.
Well, what's the biggest door?
The one you're in.
Fuck, okay, it's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
What about the balcony upstairs? I'll get there first.
Oh, let me climb up and I'll see, because you got like a double door there. I might be able to get in. Like, you just, my face.
Hello,
like,
Jerry the butler, turn on the turrets.
ow, fuck, ow.
Oh.
Just half, like, dead on the front of the mansion, one arm holding the doorknob to the second floor balcony window. Yeah, god damn it. You're gonna fucking move.
Well, I mean, this is
and then
easy.
You, like, step outside and there's another one coming up. Oh, what the hell happened to this guy?
Can I eat him?
You won't tell anyone, right?
Dude, I feel fine from this. I'm bodies.
Yeah, dude, I won't tell anyone. I mean, unless you want me to.
Whatever.
But you're just gonna take this guy, I don't know, into the mountains or
yeah, okay.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
the
yeah,
woods
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah,
going
I'll take
on.
You. I'll take you.
Yeah,
you
I'll, take you. Oh, yeah I'll take you to the woods or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, feast away, brother.
Can I actually come inside?
No!
It's actually really cold out here. And you got a butler who can cook this for me or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, no, you get two options. I confiscate the T-Rex or you can come inside.
Yeah, okay. I'll come inside.
Jerry the butler, turn the turrets back on.
Your house is going to get covered in corpses. Okay, I picked the wrong fucking genome for this one. That's on me. Okay.
Yeah. God damn. God.
What other animal likes to eat itself?
And I'm just out there. Me, Jackson. Can I come in, dude?
<It's> Jerry.
Ow.
Ow.
Ow. Oh, fuck, dude. That hurts my stomach. Heaps. To get shot in it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Could you make a? Could you with genetic splicing? Make a T-Rex that is not alive but still moves? Like, if you were like, I've got rid of its brain.
I guess whatever we did to cows, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But they make them slow moving
and delicious?
Yeah, and delicious and stupid. Cows are dumb, right?
I think so. Probably.
Or have I just projected a dumbness onto these poor innocent cows?
I think they're probably like, you know what they say? It's like, oh, it's smart as a one-year-old or whatever. It's dumb.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
There's a version of me that likes to pretend I've got my life plotted out like a season arc. Clear structure, everything's paying off, no filler episodes. The truth is, dinner is usually more like an unplanned bottle episode where I'm just staring into the freezer hoping for a miracle and all my budget is gone. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. It's the plot armor my dinner plans didn't know they needed. Steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, and sides. All delivered straight to my door, so I'm never caught in a what's for dinner cliffhanger. I did the burgers last week, put them straight on the grill, and it was easily a series high. Like someone finally gave this show a decent budget. Way better than the usual grocery aisle filler content. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com is basically the pilot episode you want to start with. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Hey, have you ever wanted to, like, touch us in the flesh?
Uh-oh.
Don't. But you could have the possibility in September, which is not that far from now.
Are you doing something in 3 to 4 weeks from now?
Yes, you are. You're coming to see Plumbing the Death Star perform live as part of the Plumbing the Death Star Cannot Die Tour. Mm-hmm. And, hey, if you're quick enough, I guess you can touch us on the face, but we're going to be doing some of these ones.
Exactly.
We're going to be coming there and doing shows and getting up on stage and jumping around like apes.
Yeah. Okay? Want to revisit a podcast you may have seen 7 years ago and see how much worse we look now, but how our content is better. Yeah. Why not head to shanspensradio.com/events, buy a ticket, and we'll see you there. Mm. We'll be the guys that look like the guys you saw once before, but older. Mm. We dress better now, though, I think.
I would agree, so. I really
good
like
save,
the way you
dude.
Said
good save.
Better.
Yeah, me too.
It's really good.
It's good.
But they've
like
become
it.
Better.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
That's just me,
though.
Brother. That's yeah, what
we
I like now.
Climbing this stuff. We're better now. Yeah, I mean, you could, like, basically, genetically lobotomize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your son as smart as pigs yet?
No.
I think it's like a pig is smart as a three-year-old.
Three-year-old.
Yeah.
So.
Damn.
Sometimes.
Johnny
sometimes.
Baby, he's going to be stupider than a pig for another year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's, in some regards, he's still pretty clever. So maybe he's, about as smart as half a pig.
Yeah, that's true. A pig can't say shit.
Yeah.
You can't formulate.
Does Johnny
a sentence.
Baby know what he's saying?
That's a good question.
Oh, yeah. He picked up a book this morning that he hadn't, we hadn't read to him in a couple of months now, but he picked it up because he was like, wanted that one book. And then he was like, what it was about.
So,
said what it was about.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Too clever. Yeah, your baby's too smart.
Yeah, I don't.
He's smarter than a pig, probably, at this point.
Although we don't know.
Well, what's a pig doing that's smart? What do they mean?
Yeah.
Like, what are they testing a pig on?
Wallowing?
Yeah, like
pigs
fucking
are
good at wallowing.
Frequently rank smarter than dogs and on par with 3-year-old human children. They possess exceptional long-term memory, recognize themselves in mirrors, use basic tools, and can even play video games by operating joysticks.
What games a pig? Pig gamer?
Pig gamer? Pig
Get
gamer.
Him on the show. I saw them taught a chimp how to play Minecraft. I watched that. He wasn't really playing it, though. It kind of pissed me off.
But is that would that be the equivalent of giving like a 3-year-old a controller?
Yeah,
like
I suppose so.
They're playing the game.
Both chimpanzees and pigs are capable of understanding that a joystick can move a pointer on a screen.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I don't know if Johnny Baby's there yet.
No.
I've yet to give Johnny Baby a joystick.
Yeah, well.
How's he with mirrors?
He knows it's
him.
It's him, yeah.
Okay. Damn. Imagine looking in a mirror and not knowing it was you. Yeah, that would be like, crazy.
Who's this?
Who? Well, you wouldn't. You'd just be like, "Oh, it's just a guy."
Hey, you know? Oh, it's like, "Oh, you again? Hey,
yeah, how are you? Yeah, how you doing?
How was your day?
Yeah,
yeah. No, I talk, then you talk. Yeah. You don't. Stop talking at the same time
guy,
as me.
Dude, this fucking guy.
Does your son have stranger danger yet?
Yeah,
the pigs.
Yeah,
what?
Pigs are shown to fear strangers, but will have lost that fear after a person plays with the pigs using toys.
Okay. Damn, dude.
I mean, I'm reading about pig intelligence, and it sounds a lot like sun intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. Pigs are a little bit too human as one of the beasts of the farm, I think.
Like, wow, we could make a very human man pig.
Yeah, okay. Whatever else I'm doing as a side hustle, I'll make man pigs.
Yeah. This is a wonderful thing about getting that level of technology of cloning and splicing.
Yeah.
It's like we don't have to be limited by dinosaurs.
No.
We have them in our arsenal, but...
Well,
we have regular animals in our arsenal now.
Yeah.
We could just, we could like domesticate. And you saw this in some of the, like the later episode, later film series of Jurassic Park.
Dominion.
Yeah.
Fallen Kingdom.
Maybe that one.
Rebirth.
Yeah.
Whichever one they were like, it's basically like the petting zoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But you
Fallen
could be like.
Kingdom.
Sure. I don't know. But was there like ever one where it was
Lost
like, we're going to have
three.
Domesticated.
Dinosaurs?
Like little tiny dinosaurs in the suburbs.
Here's the fucking trick about Jurassic World movies.
Yeah.
Not Jurassic Park, Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, no, they're not good. But all of them go, fuck, now there's dinosaurs in real.
Mm.
Then the next movie starts, it goes, we sorted out the dinosaurs
Don't worry
in real.
About it. Never
that thing, that it's the fucking aliens thing.
Yeah.
Again. Like, what if aliens came to Earth?
Never mind.
They didn't. They went to Wooden Nun Planet.
Yeah, exactly.
Love Planet.
Yeah.
Nun Planet, though.
Now
like,
that
damn.
Would be a bit of fun.
Nuns would hate me though.
Nuns would hate all of us. Dude.
Yeah.
They might like Zamet for a bit.
Yeah. I'm gonna
only until like, you know, I gotten, you know, if I'm there alone,
yeah,
I can keep my mouth shut.
Exactly.
For
well, yes, absolutely.
If the three of us land, they're hating you guys immediately.
Yeah.
And me at minute 10. They're gonna be like, I thought you were. I can clearly see that they have a very bad influence
exactly.
on you, and I'm going to go,
I haven't had a social interaction with someone that just despises everything I'm about for, like, quite a long time.
Yeah.
It has happened in the past.
Oh,
before, where I'm talking to someone, and I go, wow, you really
you loathe me.
You just, like everything I am as a guy, you are not for this.
Yeah.
But to go to a nun planet where every single person views me like
that... Even just taking you to a nunnery, to a convent.
Mm.
Imagine, they tear you apart, dude, like hyenas.
Mm.
That would
but
be awesome.
But in a not sexy way.
No. I mean, you know, nuns are sexy. No one's denying that.
No one's saying they're not.
Exactly, but I think that there's no, we could not.
I think they just kill me with a plank of wood.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And no jury in nun court will find him guilty.
Jesus from the cross is like, he spoke to my wives.
Yeah.
I'm glad they killed
him.
He
gives him a wink, like, good job, ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah, bury
it
the body.
Yeah, it's the moment you set foot on, like, you know, I want to say, what's the opposite of desecrated?
Consecrated?
Yeah, which I guess proves my point.
I was going to say fertile, which is
yeah.
Right.
As I'm saying, like, the moment we set foot.
Nun planet, what's up? Jesus Christ. I mean, shit. I mean, fuck. Oh.
They come out in their scuba diver gear with a harpoon gun.
Yeah.
Why?
It's a shame we can't run away to join a nunnery, though.
We can join a
priesthood?
Yeah, but that's not as cool.
What are they called? Fucking
Convent. That's the nun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't do it. We got
priest nuns.
We can run away to join a monastery.
Once again, really proving that point.
We can do that. We can become monks.
Yeah, join the brotherhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, he's monks. Wait, yeah. What's a priest? What's a collection of priests? What's a house for a collection of priests?
I don't believe there is one. So priests work solo.
Priest houses are attached to churches often.
Yeah. But like you go to a nunnery.
Yeah.
Or the
Or
a coventry.
A convent. No, it's because it's like chickens.
Becoming a priest takes so fucking long.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, it's like chickens?
Yeah, you get one rooster,
yeah,
many hens.
Yeah, I know, but if I'm like a young rooster and I need to learn my roostering way, where I go?
I go to priest school? I don't know. Priest Island?
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is obviously Google, which in the last 6 months, everyone should know.
Yeah.
Dog shit.
Not helpful.
Absolutely.
They're like, hey, you want to be a priest? Go speak to your local priest.
Yeah.
And they'll direct you to speak to your local parish priest.
Yeah.
And then they will give you some spiritual direction, psychological evaluations, and a structured... Do they just do it on the spot?
They might.
Okay, I am a young boy.
You have to be 18.
Like 19 or whatever. Mm-hmm. In, let's say, the past times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm whoring it up.
Okay. Mm.
My parents are like, nice. We cannot have that.
Mm.
Away to the boy nunnery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that?
I don't think there is a boy nunnery. Where do priests go to school? Let me see. Seminaries. But I think a seminary is not... It's not like a boy nunnery, because a seminary is a school, and nunnery is not a school.
Yeah.
Yeah, nunnery can be a school, though.
Yeah, yeah, but the nuns in the nunnery aren't getting educated.
Yes, they are, sometimes.
They teach.
They teach sisters to become nuns.
Or sometimes just school. Sometimes they just act as teachers.
Well, yeah, but isn't that the same with priests?
Yeah. Well, I had a priest teaching at my school. Then he got fired suddenly. Don't know about that.
Yeah, wonder what happened there.
With a priest, you go, I want to get into the church. Seems like a sick life, not for pervert reasons. And then you go, you join the seminary, I guess. You get taught how to be a priest.
Yeah.
And then you go to a church, you go to a parish, and you preach. Every Sunday, you get the fucking easiest job in the world. Yeah.
Not every Sunday. You have not paid attention to church.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Maybe Saturdays.
Maybe. Well, probably
it's
a job.
It's usually like Thursday night, Sunday morning, like a couple of times Mornings. Yeah. Church starts at like... First service will be like 7:30 a.m. on a Sunday.
Yuck.
You often have to tend to the church.
Wouldn't it be awesome? There's something
and
very...
no jacking your dick off or having sex.
They don't know.
God knows.
That's between me and God.
Jacking off in a church house, though. Damn.
I love the
church
idea.
Dome?
Church dome from your parishioners?
From your of-age parishioners?
From your wife you didn't tell them about?
Getting into the church. And they're like, okay, this is your parish. And you go, okay, that'll be great for me and my wife. I mentioned my wife, didn't I? And
you better say your wife, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Me and my wife.
But we can overlook it.
My wife, God.
Still peculiar, but that's fine.
My wife, Godney.
What did you just do then? My wife's name is Rodney. I had to put God in there. I fucked up. Okay. It's my wife. Yeah. The beautiful Rodney.
Cat's out of the bag.
I fucked up.
Rodney, sweetheart, come out.
Get out of the car.
Come on. This is Rodney. This is Rodney. She's my wife.
Rodney, this is Father John.
Yeah.
So glad you guys could finally meet. God, this is a huge load
on me.
I've been telling Rodney all about you, Father John, and you know, well, in a way, I was telling you about Rodney, but you didn't realize. I was saying God a lot. Yeah.
And Godney.
I kept saying Godney, but he didn't really pick up on that, so...
Anyway. Are we chill or Father John?
Time for Mass.
No.
Time for the Eucharist.
Okay, not only are you no longer a priest, you also clearly weren't paying attention. So it's the Eucharist now. We're standing in a car park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who am I baptized?
Blood of Christ.
Am I right? All right. You can drink. You can have as much blood of Christ as you want.
Don't worry. I genuflected when I faced the car or something.
Yeah. So like we can all drink the blood of Christ.
You can have as much of that as you like.
There's
right?
like no limit. Like there's actually zero standard drinks in that because it's holy.
Yeah, it's holy. So it's not even alcoholic.
I can still drive is what I'm saying.
Do you think that if you got to the end of your like however long in the seminary, and I believe it's multiple years, and then you revealed you had a wife, they would be like, well, you're not a priest. Because like as part of
the Catholic
tradition, I believe you're not allowed. If you're Protestant, I think you can get married.
But I did,
if you're Catholic,
though,
you can't. You go, I've done all of the work. And they go, well, it's either divorce your wife and then you can be a priest.
So I can be a divorced priest?
No.
I don't think so. You can.
I like the idea that because, like, obviously
it'll
we're
be a
all
secret
in a...
shame.
Yeah, all big time.
Yeah, oh, my secret beautiful wife shame.
Yeah, my Rodney. Beautiful, beautiful secret Rodney. Don't tell anyone about you.
You've got to hide, okay, Rodney?
I love you so much, Rodney. You're so beautiful. I've been married for 10 years.
Yeah. I forgot to tell them. Because that would have really... I could have picked a different career, but we're in it now.
I could have gone into IT, Rodney, exactly. But I'm in too deep.
I'm in too
now,
deep,
but look
Rodney.
At this. We got a sweet hat. House?
Yeah, we got a sweet house.
We got all the bread and wine we can ever want.
Rodney, I don't want to like overplay my hand. You have a church dome?
Church dome, Rodney?
You ever thought about that, Rodney?
Something on Rodney. Your knees to church?
Pray to God, but blow me?
Yeah. And I'll eat you out.
Yeah,
Rodney.
And I'll eat you out while you sit on the lectern or one of the whatever you call them, kneeling chairs.
Yeah, plus,
pews.
No, yeah. I thought the pews were the just the seats.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Is that what you're talking about? Is it like a separate other thing?
No.
Oh.
We didn't pay attention.
No, he called him a lectern originally, which is a different thing entirely.
There is one, though. Didn't
you? Yeah.
Yeah.
But
is that what he meant?
Is there a tabernacle or a tucker box or something?
Tabernacle something. Isn't tabernacle the box that sits behind the altar that the Christ is in?
Yeah.
I think so.
We can store things in that.
We can keep
I'll keep my Johnnies in there.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'll make them, my Johnnies turned into the body of Christ.
My blessed frame is, though.
I love the idea of not realizing there's a house attached and just fully living in the church portion, sleeping on the floor,
pushing two pews together.
This is how all priests live, I think.
Okay, but like, it's the whole thing of like the weight, like the body of Christ into a bowl, adding milk.
I'm the greatest priest alive.
Hey, babe, look at this. Holy milk.
Holy
milk. I can fucking do that.
Dude, you could put the wafer in, put wine in instead of milk. Fuck, dude. Jesus.
Holy
porridge.
Cereal.
That's awesome.
A tabernacle's a building.
What?
What are you doing it?
What the fuck?
What's the box?
I thought it was the box.
Tent of the congregation is a tabernacle.
Okay.
It's like an early church.
Learning about religion hurts.
What's that thing?
There's too many words for stuff.
Yeah.
Tabernacle.
What's the box?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's not what I thought a tabernacle was.
Yeah, but it's a word
Roman Catholic tabernacle is a fixed locked box or cabinet near the altar. So this.
Oh, we were right.
Multiple tabernacles, dude. Yeah!
Rodney's going to be so impressed.
When I get out of these woods, when I find my way back to the village, Rodney's going to be so impressed. And then you fall in a pit.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, well, okay. My first thought was I... So there's a Roald Dahl book, okay? And it's about people stealing the semen of famous people.
Yeah, boy. Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah,
I've read it.
And I was like, well, I'll do that.
Yeah.
It's not boy. It's... I was joking. But you were like,
well, I can't remember his name.
No, I know he wasn't listening. He just assumed I said the right name.
Yeah, well, because I don't remember
this,
the name.
Is this the one that was sort of semi-based on like a real life like plot that he was involved in because he was a spy?
Yeah, where they were stealing
he was
this,
the honeypot.
They were stealing the semen of like famous intellectuals. Yeah. So like Einstein is one of them. I forget.
Stealing the how?
I don't
breaking in.
I believe they gave them a powerful aphrodisiac and then jerked them off.
Okay, like breaking it in, a powerful aphrodisiac, jerking them off.
Yeah,
into a little specimen,
and then selling the semen to women who you go, hey, you want Einstein's baby? Here's how
tell you what, if you were Einstein, you were like,
I'd be selling.
I'd be like, you'd be like, you don't need to. Hey, time out.
Yeah.
Oh look, I was about to be like, I'll do it for free, but you know what? Give me a tenner.
Yeah.
Hey. I reckon I could give you 500 guesses to what this Roald Dahl book's called and you wouldn't get there.
Is it something like a
did you say
color?
Roald Dahl?
Roald Dahl.
He said Roald Dahl.
Yeah, he said Ronald... closet before too off air.
What did I say?
Closet instead of closet. Said it twice.
Closet. That is a way to say closet.
I don't think anyone says closet.
He says closet.
You say closet.
I actually usually say wardrobe if you really want to know.
That's true. That's a safe bet. Now, isn't it like a color, like purple something?
No.
I don't remember. Oh, wait. It's the name of the aphrodisiac in the story.
No.
Damn. I thought it was like, what is it? What is it?
You think it's going to be called the Sudanese Blister Beetle?
Okay, maybe not.
It's called My Uncle Oswald. And it's about a character who has an Uncle Oswald who discovers the sexually invigorating properties of the Sudanese Blister Beetle, and he devises a plan to steal the semen of great men and sell it to women to... have children fathered by geniuses.
I remember reading it a long time ago. Mm. I don't remember if I liked it or not. But anyway, I was like, maybe I'll do that. And then as you were doing yours, I was like, what? What's that got to do with the Jurassic Park technology? Really at all?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I'll resurrect historical, because I was like, oh, resurrect historical figures to take their semen.
Yeah.
Which I guess you could do.
You need to find mosquitoes that bit historical figures trapped in amber.
Yeah.
And then that's the problem.
That's where it becomes tricky.
So you could go and try and find a lot of mosquitoes who had been bitten, like whatever, trapped in amber.
Dig up, say, Benjamin Franklin and take some of his bone marrow.
That's true. True, actually.
But then I was like, maybe a simpler solution in a different scheme is I go to people they've got loved ones that have deceased, and I go, I'll bring them back.
I'm what you call some sort of, like, you know, necro wizard.
Yeah,
or
I'm sort of like the devil.
I'll bring your loved ones back from the dead. They won't be the same because they're clones, and they will potentially get very sick and they won't
but
remember.
But I will have spliced them with frog DNA.
Unfortunately, we don't have a complete human genome. They go, I don't think that's true, but I can't remember. So we've put frog DNA instead.
It's what I put chicken in.
Sorry, your husband's pregnant.
And you'll never guess whom's with Abraham Lincoln's babies. That one was free. You can thank me later.
Enjoy raising Abraham
enjoy,
Lincoln Jr.
Enjoy raising Albert Abrahams.
I went ahead and named the baby for you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'm just really clever like that. Forward thinking.
My initial plan, I sort of off-started, and then it got kind of mixed in with my new plan.
So basically, I'm going to steal the plans from Jurassic Park, and I'm going to use that to name future babies. I'm going to be the guy at the hospital where someone comes in and they go, I'm giving birth. And I go, your baby's name is Sean Lennon.
Enjoy. And they go, who was that man? Does he work here? Absolutely. No.
Yeah, it's a volunteer job, but someone's going to name the babies.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a very simple business plan. I resurrect the dead.
And then I name
and then
them.
I impregnate them.
With famous historical figures, and then I name them
bit.
Sort of the wrong name, kind of the same.
Yeah, this one's like he's pregnant with maybe Albert Einstein, maybe Lincoln, don't know yet.
Yeah,
but
I don't
either
know,
way.
I just got a big tank, so...
It all went in there, and then I go, what? It's like filling up a jelly donut.
Started taking the semen from historical figures. Because I only had one job, okay? So it's all mixed in there, but it'll be someone famous.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it might be Larry the Cable Guy.
I got a lot of guys.
There's a lot of Larry the Cable Guy. I didn't have to go for it. He was very enthusiastic.
He was giving. You know, he was giving.
Anyway. Guess you just find out normal style
when
baby
your husband
gets old.
Gives birth.
Yeah. When your frog husband gives birth normal style.
He's got the frog DNA in him, and they do the virgin birth thing. Yeah. Your husband's doing it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then when your kid's 25, you can be like, you look kind of like this guy, but a bit frog.
Yeah.
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 You're welcome.
Yeah.
Or like I say, yeah, I'll resurrect your son.
Yeah.
But like, because I don't have the technology, I lost it, say, but I still have all of like the famous historical figures. So I just clone them Einstein. Yeah. Yeah, it's your son, Timothy. He's here, he's obviously got to start as a baby.
Yeah.
And then when he grows
up. I mean, I understand he doesn't quite look like how your kid looked as a baby, but that's the cloning
that's
process.
Part of the cloning process.
So it's not an exact
science. Sorry, Mrs. Johnson, that's just how it worked, but I promise this is Timothy and not anyone else.
Definitely. Especially not Albert Einstein.
That'd be preposterous to even suggest this.
But if he invents anything, let me know.
Yeah.
Just so you know, that anything a baby invents is patented to me.
Yeah, if he invents anything,
patented.
Excuse me. I have claim for that.
Yeah,
that's mine.
Just letting you know, man.
Especially if he invents, like, gravity 2.
Yeah. If he comes up with a new theory
of relativity 2.
In fact, give me that baby.
Hang on a second.
Sorry, I this is the wrong one.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Ronald Reagan. I mean, this
Timothy.
Is the wrong one.
The
Gipper.
This is Timothy. His old face on a baby.
This one came out wrong. You can have it.
Yeah.
It's
I mean,
it
came out with an old head.
This is what Timothy would look like if he'd never died.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sorry about that, by the way.
Real big.
I frankly wouldn't have let my kids die.
Yeah, but you know, you do you.
Yeah,
you do
you. That's tough, fine. Tough times call for.
Yeah.
Tough measures and now, soft men are boiled
so
hard.
So did you want me to take out the genetic issues that caused him to die?
Oh, you did?
Oh.
Let me go sort that out. And then I close the door and instead I just go look at my Einstein babies.
And I go, damn, I got
so when are you going to fucking invent something?
Stop poking it with a stick.
Look, I'll just throw this out there. You guys talk amongst yourselves. Theory of relativity.
That do anything for you? Move the needle?
No.
Damn it.
Fuck these stupid babies.
Adam
so
Bum?
Many babies are eating me out of house and home.
Yeah.
Adam Bum.
Adam Bum. No, nothing.
No, what if...
Adam Bum.
Chain reaction, destroy the world?
Huh?
Oppenheimer, remember him?
I guess you are all two.
Two?
They've been growing quick.
Anyway, I fixed your baby. Quick it's babies. Got none of the whatevers or something.
Yeah. It's just the same old Ronald Reagan baby I give him back. Yeah, I injected him with a long needle, so he should be good.
Yeah, and
anyway,
he definitely
lady,
won't be a crook.
I'm a busy man, okay? So I gotta get back in there. Start cloning and impregnating more guys.
Wasn't Nixon a crook?
Sorry, the chimp guy or whatever.
What?
They're all crooks to
They're
me.
All okay.
You don't get to become the president without being a real big piece of shit.
Why are you talking about the president?
I'm just thinking.
Just science stuff.
I'm just thinking.
God.
I don't normally talk to my clients this long, but you've kept me fucking.
What is this? Fucking 1984? No thoughts? Am I being arrested
thought
for
police?
Thought crimes?
Enjoy your weird baby Reagan or whatever.
He's got Reagan's old hat. Close the door behind me.
Another day at the piss me off factory.
I'm sick of
where
this
customers
job.
Come in and piss me off.
That one tried to steal my Einstein baby.
Yeah, exactly.
I can believe the nerve.
And don't get me started on you, wall of Einstein babies. Not a single invention today.
I leave a piece of paper in there and a pen for you to write down your invention.
And what happens if someone stabs themselves in the foot?
Yeah.
Then I gotta call the doctor and try and explain this fucking mess.
Gave one of you a screwdriver and you're sucking on it. What's that about?
What's that invention, you sons of bitches?
We already have a pacifier.
You know what? I might declare bankruptcy.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this.
Yeah.
That's probably the best.
It is time to throw my babies out with the bathwater.
Yeah. I'm sick of this shit. I'm telling the government about what I've been doing. Yeah. Yeah, like 40 Einsteins. All babies. Yeah, all babies. That's true.
None good. None good.
Not to mention the presidents. Yeah. There's like
a couple of Reagans, a couple of Nixons.
There's a lot of families out there.
A couple of Jimmy Carters. Yeah, I would say about 40.
There's a Joe Biden.
Yeah, he's wandering around somewhere. No, they've not invented anything. Do I have anything on for the rest of the day? No, I'm just going to be here. Not going anywhere. No. Just gonna maybe watch some TV later.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll see you then. You just wait, Einstein babies. You're in big trouble. Yeah.
They're giving me 20 to 30.
You go.
Then who's gonna look after you?
You're gonna starve to death, idiots.
You're going in the system.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who's the stupid one now?
Yeah, good luck, idiot babies.
Then in prison, they tell me, Jackson, one of your Einstein babies has made a great invention.
Yeah, invented gravity 2.
Damn it.
Fuck! fuck! God. That's why I'm on the ceiling now.
That's Einstein baby 14?
Damn.
Fuck.
He did seem like the smart one.
Was it my influence that was a hindrance? Yes.
Heaps. Damn it. Putting all of these babies in a pen together was not conducive to
I thought their smartness would, you know, rub off on each other.
Yeah, and make a
like, really smart one, or like the smartest would like eat the other ones and then become the super smart.
I was
smart
hoping
baby.
To just get one big, strong, full Einstein.
Like, get one big, full, smart Einstein baby. Yeah, no, but they didn't have their, you know, they didn't want to do that.
They sent
it was really
jail.
Annoying.
Yeah, damn. Mm-hmm. Well, that's how we'd run. Well, outrun businesses, I guess, once we stole shit from Jurassic Park.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think each one of these, once again, brilliant.
And we'd
and
outlast Jurassic
idea.
Park.
Oh, yeah.
We at least have customers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, maybe not forever, okay?
Yeah.
But we would have them.
Yeah.
And maybe one of us is exploiting the grief that loved ones feel when they lose someone close to them. And maybe some of us are exploiting the riches.
Yeah.
And rubbing shoulders with some of the worst human scum to ever exist.
Yeah.
But I think in the end, we're just doing things out of the kindness of our own hearts.
Exactly. You know, when we saw fossils of dinosaurs, we all had a dream.
Yeah.
Like some sort of an altruistic kind of thought.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know what would be really good if we could help the people to grieve and to move on and to hunt dinosaurs and eat strange and exotic meats. And I think that's really beautiful.
That's so beautiful. God.
And
to get sucked off in a church.
It would be crazy. It would be crazy to
it's
get
so
some
open
church
in there,
dome.
Too.
It's so echoey.
Yeah.
Every little moan you let out would come back to your tenfold. Damn, dude.
The acoustics on that.
That would be
That'd
fucking
be angelic.
Wild. And then imagine you're like.
Could you hire somebody
to suck
play,
you off
no,
in the
to
church.
Play the organ while you were getting sucked off by, you know, Rodney or White?
Ba-da-na! Yeah, that would be really good. I was imagining.
I would love to know what song that was going to be.
Ba-da-na! Ba-ba! sucked off in a church.
That's originals.
Original
song. Oh, wow. Okay. So not only have I hired this organist, they're creating art.
Did you hire Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did. I said, I love what you did with cats. Write me a song about getting sucked off in a
church. Like, that's crazy because like a church makes you think of Phantom of the Opera, and that demo you've sent me definitely has... A bit of it, but no cats. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to pay you a lot of money.
The jolly called Sock Off.
Yeah.
Oh, so you play that, I'm going to get sucked off in the church.
Sucked off in the church.
It's going to be a great
Come
time.
Come really quickly.
Yeah.
I paid Andrew Lloyd Webber for the full hour, but
that was crazy.
I did that. It took me about a minute.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was just really excited about the situation unfolding.
Probably a lot of people. I would say a lot of our listeners have been sucked off in churches. I think that wouldn't be surprising.
It would be a bit surprising.
I don't think so. I think a lot of people get sucked off in church.
Quote unquote, a lot of our listeners.
I think.
What percentage would a lot be?
I think even 1% would be impressive.
That's not a lot.
Decent amount.
To get sucked off in a church?
I would say the amount of listeners we have, if 1% of them are getting sucked off, I go, that's a lot of people getting sucked off
exactly.
in a church.
Yeah, hey, at PlumbingPod on Instagram, let us know if that's what you've been getting up to.
DM us. We don't see it. We have a social media team, but let them know.
Let them know if you've
been sucked
off
this episode. They know what we're putting out
there.
Exactly. If you have no shame, the public-facing comments.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
If you have a little shame.
I'd just be interested
but you did get sucked off in a church, so they've got no shame.
Exactly.
So,
well, they might have shame. It might have been a surprise.
I think a lot of people have
cool
had
surprise.
Religious upbringings and have been a teenager. And I think when those two things come together, sucked off in a church.
But
I'm shocked you've not been sucked off in a church. Or you.
That's
You're both raised Catholic.
Was I?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes. I'm 99% sure you were.
I'm a lot less sure now.
I get confused. Yeah. Catholic's the big, the little one.
Huh?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Okay, no. So you're Christian.
Were raised Christian. You went to a Catholic school.
So Christian,
and if you were baptized in the you were baptized.
Are you Anglican? Are you fucking...
No, he's Catholic. He's Catholic.
Okay.
I'm telling you
Catholic's
he's Catholic.
The little one.
I don't know what he means by that. That's a mystery. But he is
the big
Catholic.
One's the Christian.
Yeah. So Christianity
That's
is the
umbrella.
Big umbrella. But
and then there's a little
Catholic's
one.
Catholic's one of the one big twos.
I'm the Catholic. I'm under the umbrella.
Yeah, the one big twos.
It's not Catholic and then Christian.
No. Okay. It's
Christian
and Catholic.
Yeah, and you're Catholic.
Christianity is also Judaism.
No, no, I don't think that's true at all.
No.
They're all Abrahamic religions.
That's what I meant.
Well, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism are all Abrahamic religions. Also, I believe Zoroastrianism is in there as well.
No, I don't think Zoroastrian is.
Yeah, I believe it's.
Is, I think it's part of the Abrahamic religion.
It's at least was around at this. It was contemporary.
Oh, yeah, because it goes back to Abraham.
Old Abraham. Lincoln?
Yeah, see, old Abraham.
No,
Lincoln.
Abraham's son of
Ham.
Is he the son of? No, Ham's later.
Okay,
Abraham is
he's
the
one
son
of the sons of Adam.
Adam and Eve.
Yeah. He's maybe the first.
He's like
guy.
He's the man.
Yeah, I think
they probably couldn't call it Ad. Probably ideally you would have been like it's Adam and Evic or an Adamic religion.
But Abraham is a bigger name.
That's what I mean. It sounds better. You can't say it's one of the Adamic religions.
Abraham's an awesome name. It's powerful as hell.
He's also like
I knew an Abe once.
Yeah.
Did he go on an Odyssey?
No, he was a piece of shit.
See you next week.
I guess like sucked off next to a church.
Well, exactly.
It's probably more like would have happened rather than in the church.
Exactly, dude. It doesn't surprise me. You're around churches. You're getting horny. You're getting sucked off. You're raised religious. You're getting sucked off in a church.
I don't know if that's...
It's hard to get sucked off in a church because you have to be in a church by yourself.
What?
That's rare.
What does he mean?
Self-sucking in a church.
You need two people to get
you need sorry, two buddy. People to...
When
you
I said people, alone, pal. I meant you, like the people involved in the suck-off.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
I mean, you don't have to be, but it's not a movie theater. It's very bright in there. Hey, did you know that Plumbing the Death Star is touring the UK this September, as in next month?
That's right. Starting September 2nd and finishing September 11th, never forget, Plumbing the Death Star is going to be performing live.
It has been 7 years since the three of us have set foot on your godforsaken country, so come see our godforsaken shows.
Go to sanspantsradio.com/events. Plumbing the Death Star cannot buy a tour. Go grab a ticket and get some frickin'...
That's right. That's right. Cannot buy a tour. Please. Come join us when we make fun of our good friend for his slightest mistakes.
It's APR.
And we call him the biggest fuckwit alive. Yeah. What a dickhead. Zanspunt Radio. / and then a / why not? Event.
God
our
damn
friend's an idiot.
Mm.